when you get older?
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songer.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a model.
And guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Well, hello, good evening or good day, boys and girls. Well, it must be Sunday because all the families are home today. And guess what? There's no school, so there's no work. Everyone's just relaxing and having a great time because we are going to have a family tradition with mommies, daddies, nanas, poppies, aunts, uncles, babysitters, and people who just plain care. We're going to have bedtime fun. And guess what today is? Today is October 30th, and something special is going to be happening tomorrow. And I'll kind of give you a hint with first this little music that probably a lot of you heard before. Here it is. Hope you like it. Happening October 31st, because right now it's October 30th, because we have a full moon, and along with our full moon, we also have a returning special guest, and her name, and I know that you know her, our special youth co-host, Edna Duncan Smith. Now, she's returning from another award-winning show. Now, maybe she'll share with us a little bit about what's going on with her. But we want to thank her so much for coming and sharing today at Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story with the Blake Radio Network. So if we can get Edna to at least say hello to the boys and girls and what type of character she wants to be.
Hello.
Hi. Now, who is this that we have on the phone again?
Edna.
Oh, great, boys and girls. And we're so happy that you're here with us, Edna, again. We always love having you and sharing some of your wonderful, wonderful stories. And are you going to be a character or anything for tomorrow?
Well, I'm thinking about being a pixie.
A what?
Pixie.
And what is a pixie?
A pixie is another word for fairy.
Oh, a pixie, yes. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Is there a little special costume? Are you going to have stardust around you?
No. This year, I'm not allowed to go, like, you know, little. I'm not allowed to go to school with costume, and I'm not going trick-or-treating because it's school night, so I'm just going to wear it at home.
Right. Well, that's good. That's the character. And a pixie is, generally, they are people that when you see a pixie, they generally make you feel so good. They do a lot of good things.
Yeah.
So what other things have you been doing lately? Did you see your friend yesterday? Because I know there is something special, but we'll hold off on that. We're so glad that you were here with us today, and you're going to share with reading the book, and we'll talk about that a little later. Just lots of things to be able to talk about. But is there anything that you want to say? Any shout-out that you want to say to anyone? Any special friends or family members?
No. Not really.
There's no special friends that you want to say hello to?
Well, yes. There are 3 people. No, wait. 5 people to say thank you for coming to my birthday thing. My friend Ashanti, my friend Jadida, my friend Made, my friend Sahin, and my cousin Adani.
Wow. Did you have fun at your party?
Yes.
Oh, great, great. And we're so thrilled that you're having your birthday. And how old are you? Are you 6?
No, I'm 12.
Oh, boys and girls, we knew that she was 12. We've been following and having Eden for such a long time. And we're going to be having Starfish. Starfish will be joining us really soon, too. I think this is Starfish. Let's see what Starfish has to say to us. Hi, Starfish. Tell Eden also hi.
Good evening. Good evening, Eden. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
I know you had a great time at the movies.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we would like to share, because I already told the boys and girls that we're doing a lot of special things because it's October the 30th today, and tomorrow is October 31st, and a full moon will be coming out, and we will be having some special books that we'll be reading talking about Halloween and characters.
Yes, we will.
And already Eden had said, oh, I'm sorry, but Eden had shared her favorite character, a pixie.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Thank you.
I know, it's a fairy. And we're going to be, you know what had happened with us, which is kind of was so unusual for October. We had, boys and girls, because usually October is a really fun month, and it's a season that goes in full swing, and boy, usually it is warm. And usually you can go swimming, but what happened, this full swing happened, it went all the way from being very warm to snowing. We actually had snow on the East Coast. Real unusual.
I know. We had snow. Who would have thought?
The weather was in disguise. It had, we didn't even know what was going on. We just got so taken back because we had these warm days that we didn't know. We weren't prepared. We didn't have the snow plow. We didn't have the salt. We didn't have any of those things that was what you need for the snow. So we were so unprepared. It was disguising itself. And Lord and behold, here it was, snow, so soft and so silent. But it was fun.
It was. I thought it was first raindrops when I was looking up to the sky from the ocean. And then I came up above, and it was snow.
I know. Did you do anything in the snow, Eden, today?
Well, I had to go to the store today in the snow, and it was bad. I had to wear my rain boots. It was all slushy. And what? It was terrible.
Oh, you didn't get a chance to make a snowball.
No, because our snow was really small and there was really little of it.
Oh. Well, we already, like we just got, we just spoke about the costume that Eden had, which happens to be a pixie. A fairy, and Starfish, I was wondering whether you're going to have a costume for tomorrow.
Well, boys and girls, Eden and Aunt Jewel, I have decided to be a mermaid. The mermaid and I decided that it would be fun if we swapped roles. So my mermaid friend is going to be Starfish.
Oh, that has to be stressful. Can you imagine that, Starfish? Here you are going to be sort of like a human, a mermaid.
I know. I thought it would be a lot of fun. Now, Eden, did you make your outfit or did you buy it?
Mine is simply going to be a dress that I had and makeup.
Oh, that's good. I think that's good, too, that you can be able to do those things, be able to, it's almost like a craft, be able to make it up yourself or either buy it at a store. It's still fun, and it's still great to have dress-ups.
Exactly.
You know what, yeah, it is. But you know what, Starfish, and also Eden? That one of the things that we're doing is this Aunt Jewel's bedtime story. So one of the things you have to do is what? Know what to do in getting ready for bed.
Exactly. All this talk about costumes and dressing up, it makes me want to listen to Halloween songs.
Right. So we started with Addams Family, and now we also are going to talk about, also before we even get into the Halloween, because we did Addams Family, which let all the kids know that we were doing Addams Family, is getting ready for bed and getting ready to brush your teeth, wash your face, and then we can be able to get right into our Halloween books that we have that we want to share and we want to hear from Eden.
Well, I'm excited.
Me too.
Oh, great. So let's do a quick little Rubber Ducky song by the Cedarmont Kids. And after we do that, we're going to hear from Eden with a book called Too Many Pumpkins. And she's going to tell us about that. But let's get the kids ready for bed and bath.
Rubber Ducky by the Cedar Mount Kids.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Ah. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet.
Oh, great, and I think soon we're going to be hearing the book Too Many Pumpkins from Eden. Starfish, would you like to hear that?
Yes, I would.
Well, Eden, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, boys and girls, let's hear it for Eden. Here she goes.
Here we go.
Too Many Pumpkins by Linda White. One autumn day, long after Rebecca Estelle's hair had turned snowy white, she was taking the leaves that fell from each fall from her black walnut tree, and her cat, Esmeralda, was scattering them just as quickly. All of a sudden, the pumpkin truck passed by. Oh, she heard it coming, and she knew what it was. It rumbled by harvest time every year. She turned her back and concentrated on picking up the last leaf. She managed to unnerve the truck until, splat, an enormous pumpkin tumbled off the truck and smashed its slimy orange smithereens all over the edge of her yard. Come back here and get this pumpkin, she yelled, but the driver sped away. Well, I won't touch it, Rebecca Estelle said, getting her shovel from the barn. I won't look at it, she said as she shoveled the dirt on top of the pumpkin seeds. I won't think about the pumpkin ever again, she declared. And she didn't until she trampled to the barn, got her gardening tools, and went on to work on the pumpkin vines. She cut and dug until not one was left growing. There. Now there will be no more pumpkins. She smiled and went back inside. But the next week, when she was weeding the garden, she noticed that the pumpkin vines had grown back. Rebecca Estelle marched inside and snapped the curtain shut. The only thing to do is ignore them. They won't grow if I don't take care of them, she muttered. So rain or shine, all spring and summer, she never looked out the front window. She used only the back door, never, ever even glanced toward the vines. Neither did Esmeralda. Spring, when Rebecca Estelle was admiring the new sprouts in her garden, she noticed Esmeralda playing in some big green leaves showing all the edge of her guard. How curious, she said, going over to inspect them. I didn't plant anything here. Then Rebecca Estelle remembered the pumpkin truck and the slimy pumpkin smithereens. Pumpkins, she cried in disgust. Come out of here, Esmeralda. I will not water those plants. I will not tend to them, and I will ignore them, and they will die. She picked up Esmeralda and stomped inside. But a week later, when Rebecca Estelle peered out her window, she saw that the vines had grown. Rebecca started to ignore the vines so well that in the time she forgot why she wasn't using the front door until one autumn day when she and Esmeralda went to take the rake the leaves and fell each fall from the black walnut tree in front of the house. Pumpkins! Rebecca still shrieked. Pumpkin vines had twined under the bushes, over the bird bath, through the porch rails, and onto the rocking chair. The entire yard was a sea of plump, round pumpkins. Rebecca still had no longer ignored them. She plumped down on the pumpkin nearest next to her, put her hands over her face. Whatever will I do, Esmeralda, she cried. How will I get rid of these many pumpkins? She thought and thought, and her mind went back to all the pumpkins she had eaten as a young girl, when the pumpkins were the only food her family had. Well, we can't let them stay here, she thought it. She told Esmeralda. Some people might need these pumpkins. I suppose there are folks crazy enough to like them. We'll give them anyway. She marched off and got her wheelbarrow. Rebecca and Estelle struggled to lift the first pumpkin, then the second, then the third. She huffed and she puffed, and she wheeled the loaded wheelbarrow into the lane. I'm too tired to deliver these toddy pumpkins now, Rebecca Estelle grumbled. She mopped her brow with her apron and wondered what to do next. Perhaps if I make them into pies, they will be easier to deliver. Such a nuisance. So she went to work. She scooped the flying seeds out of the pumpkins and cut away the shells. After she boiled the pumpkin meat, she mixed it with eggs, milk, sugar, flour, cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves to make rich pies. Then, Rebecca Estelle made pumpkin tarts, pumpkin muffins, pumpkin cakes, pumpkin bread, pumpkin pudding, pumpkin cookies, until pumpkin dishes spilled out for every cupboard, drawer, and cubby hole, and the seeds were melted in the corner. Well, that's the first batch, Rebecca Estelle said, dusting her floury hands. Now to deliver them. She put the wheelbarrow outside the kitchen door, then loaded it up with pumpkin treats. When it was full, just the thought of delivering those pumpkin dishes made Rebecca Estelle tired. If only people would come get them, she said. Then she had an idea. Rebecca Estelle whirled around and hurried back into the house for her kitchen knife. This would get people to come, Rebecca Estelle cried. She took a knife and sat in the middle of the pumpkin patch. She carved a smiling face on the nice, round pumpkin. She scary snaggled his face on a tall, thin pumpkin, and boo, on a short, squat pumpkin. She was so busy carving pumpkins, she hardly noticed how dark it was getting. Then, she could no longer see. She went to the shelf on the back porch and got a sack of candles that she can keep for emergencies. If this doesn't get people to come here, we'll have to deliver them all ourselves, she muttered to Esmeralda. Rebecca still peered through the darkness for a long time. She didn't see anything. Still, she watched until, finally, she saw light. Faint at first, then brighter. Then more lights bobbing through the night. Here they come, she shouted. Esmeralda, let's heat up some apple cider. Young and old, everyone in town came. Rebecca, so we thought you hated pumpkins, they said. We saw your jack-o'-lanterns from the end of the road and came for a closer look. I was hoping you would, said Rebecca Estelle. Where did you ever find these pumpkins? People asked. I came by them quite by accident, Rebecca Estelle said, smiling. Would you like some pumpkin pie? There's plenty. She winked at Esmeralda. Everyone enjoyed the pumpkin pie and cider and had a good time. So did Rebecca Estelle. And when they were ready to go home,
She made sure each carried a jack-o'-lantern, a bag of seeds for roasting, and a pumpkin treat. Rebecca Estelle had gave away everything that reminded her of pumpkins she had always hated until all that remained was a handful of seeds. Both she tucked snugly in her pocket where they could be safe until planting time next spring. The end.
Wow. That was fantastic. Now we kind of know about pumpkins and all that, those pumpkin patches.
Yes, pumpkins galore.
And just having her share. What did you think? Hayden, about the story.
I thought that it was very, very funny. And I thought it was also very, very weird that a bunch of pumpkins grew in her yard once she planted that one pumpkin.
I know.
Wow.
It's
and
like
then I also like... Oh, what did you say, Starfish? I didn't hear.
It's like planting a seed, and then it keeps growing and growing. And sometimes, like weeds, when you have weeds, it keeps growing and growing and growing.
And they grow so fast, pumpkins do. They only take about 90 days to grow.
Yes.
And I wanted to say happy birthday again. And I thought we had a special song to be able to play, but I think we'll play it next time for you.
Thank you.
So I know that you have to get back and do your studying, and we're so thrilled that you came and you shared that. And, of course, you always do such a great job in reading. And I know the boys and girls always feel so special and being able to hear from you and being able to have you brush their teeth while they're doing all this and being able to put their special pajamas on and hear your voice. And we hope to hear it again.
Thank you.
You are great as always.
Thank you.
So have a good time in studying and bye-bye, little pixie.
All right, bye-bye.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Now, are you sleepy yet?
Yes, I am.
And we're going to try to get some more boys and girls to be sleepy, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Starfish, do you have any special sounds because it's Halloween?
Halloween sounds like the ghost or a scary, scary vampire?
I think we have something by Mickey Mouse so that it doesn't scare me. Ooh, Mickey Mouse. He brought this
big
to us.
Green lizards, rattlesnakes, hurricanes, tornadoes and quakes, frogs and worms, and spiders and bees.
Nope, they don't scare me.
Ghosts and witches, goblins and ghouls, werewolves howling at the moon, bugs in the rug, and bats in the trees.
Nope, they don't scare me.
Alone in the graveyard, the stray dog's bite. Zombies dancing in the pale moonlight. Won't that give you a terrible fright?
Nah, that doesn't scare me. dark in here.
Mickey Mouse is going to protect us.
You can't scare me.
Me either. Not if Mickey Mouse is there. I know that he will protect us and no one will get us.
Oh, yes.
So
Aunt Jewel asked all of us, if we're ready yet, we must have our teeth clean and brush our teeth and put our PJs on.
Oh, yes, we have to do that. I love to brush my teeth because it makes me feel so good when I have a clean mouth. My teeth just sparkle.
Oh, yes. He loves sparkling smiles.
And you know, with starfish, sometimes the boys and girls, they don't want to brush their teeth, and they certainly don't want to go to bed yet because they still want to be able to stay up because they're so excited.
Of course. And they're probably even more excited because Halloween's tomorrow.
And you get to dress up in your favorite hero, whatever character you want to be able to have, you can be able to be those things.
Yes, I have so many different friends in the ocean who are going to be all types of costumes. One of my friends is going to be Mary Poppins. Another one is going to be Benjamin Franklin. We have many, many individuals who want to be vampires. I think vampires are the top costume of the year.
Right. I wonder if they probably got that idea from some of the TV shows, I bet.
Probably.
You know, it would be nice to hear another song about the pumpkin farm since we saw what you can do with the pumpkin, because there's going to be so many pumpkins that all the boys and girls are going to see tomorrow.
I know. I just can imagine when Eden was reading all those pumpkins growing and growing and growing. So here, boys and girls, this song is called The Pumpkin Farm.
We went to the pumpkin farm. Now lots of pumpkin stuff we know. We went to the pumpkin farm. Learned how the big round pumpkins grow. To and fro away we go, dancing arm in arm, joyfully, merrily, down on the pumpkin farm. Pumpkin farm. You plant the seeds down in the dirt with lots of rain and warm sunshine. Big orange pumpkins come right up on long green leafy prickly vines. To and fro away we go, dancing arm in arm, joyfully, merrily. Down on the pumpkin farm, down on the pumpkin farm.
Down on the pumpkin farm. That sounds like so much fun. Sounds like a festival.
I know. That's what usually happens. During the time in October, there's like an Oktoberfest, and you have a festival where boys and girls come and get plenty to eat, lots of rides, hay rides to be able to go on a wagon with a horse, time to be able to pick out your favorite pumpkin, no matter what the shape or size. Have you ever done that, Starfish?
I actually just did that last weekend. I went to
Who went with you?
I had my favorite friend, Miss Melina, and her wonderful, cute little sister, Alana.
Oh. Did they like picking out what pumpkin they wanted to take home?
Yes, and I think their favorite part was petting the animals. There was a big piggy. Her name was Missy.
And that was a, what was it again?
A piggy, a pig. A big pig.
A piggy. Wow. What color was that big piggy?
It was pink.
I wonder why I didn't guess that color. Boys and girls, did you guess pinky? Did you guess that too? Oh, we had some callers. And you can call us again. Oh, come on. We really want to hear from you. To hear what your experience are, what your experience with doing Halloween and what kinds of things you want to be when you go for a Halloween party or what kind of things you do for Halloween. Call us back. We'll be happy to hear you again.
And I want to hear who had to wear the most layers because it's going to be so chilly tomorrow.
But the people on the West Coast, they have it pretty good. Casey and Tony Jr., it's warm out in California. And I also know that Kendall is warm for her, so they won't have to wear a jacket when they go out.
Trick-or-treat. Oh, no, they won't.
Well, I'm a little excited about a book that you're going to share with us. I think it's going to be special, too. All of these stories is making me want to... I get a call from... It is from another little boy, Stevie, and Stevie is saying that it's kind of making him really want to do trick-or-treating so he can get a lot of candy tomorrow. So, what story are you going to share with us?
Boys and girls, I am so very excited that I get to share my own book. It's called The Ghost of 50-50 Sam by Angela Shelf Madris and are published by Scholastic Press. Boys and girls, are you ready for my story? Here we go.
I think somebody's ready. Wow, that sounds, Starfish. Whoa.
Very scary. Putting you in the mood. Here we go. Deep down in the East Texas woods, where the wind wails through the tall pine trees, there stands a beautiful old house. The old house sits by a lake that's so clear, the moon uses it for a mirror. Now, folks in those parts say that the house is haunted by the ghost of 50-50. So, when everything is still dark and still, old Sam appears. That's when all the mischief starts. He wails and he howls and he rattles his chains. Then he screeches so loud it shakes the window pane. Old Sam roams around that house every night, scaring anyone who comes into sight. A realtor man had been trying to sell that old place for many a year. He finally offered a $5,000 reward to anyone brave enough and smart enough to stand in the house all night long. Folks thought, if anyone came out of the next morning alive and kicking, that would rid the house of the ghost
of 60, 50 some. Well, a chef named Dan thought he was brave enough and smart enough and crafty enough to stay in the house all night long. He was sure he'd come out the next morning alive and kicking. Dan wanted to collect the $5,000 reward from the realtor man and rid the house of the ghost of 50 dogs. The sun had already drifted out of sight. Soon the moon rose, round and full and bright. Dan closed the curtains and locked all the doors. Then he looked into each closet, hoping and praying he wouldn't come face to face with the ghost of 50 Psalms, who was haunting that place. Dan sliced up his fat back and made a fire in the grate. He cooked his meat to a sizzle and got himself a plate. Suddenly, Dan thought he heard a sound, but he wasn't certain. A cool breeze blew into the room and gently parted the curtains. As Dan looked through the window of shadowy room, he saw a boat beyond the edge of the land and what looked like the head of a man. Just the head of a man! But it was hard to see in all the dark and gloom. Then a voice whispered in the wind, "I'm the ghost of 50 sounds. I'm on the lake near the man." Well, Dan had his pride and he wanted to win that $5,000 reward from the realtor man. So he closed the curtains and tried to pretend that what he heard and saw were only the wind. Then Dan heard that voice again, but it was louder this time. So he slipped over to the door, cracked it open a little bit, and scrunched up his eyes to peer through the slit. Out on the porch, there stood a man about 7 feet tall with a head and shoulders and chest and arms, but no legs, no legs at all. Then a wave of cold air whistled through the room. A loud voice said to Dan, "I'm the ghost of 50 Sam. I'm on the porch near the man." Dan slammed the door closed and threw the back window open wide. But before he could run outside, he heard a horrible wailing and moaning, and a blast of freezing wind rushed in. Then a man's head poked through the gloom, and bit by bit, his arms and torso and legs appeared in the room. The ghost put himself together and roared at Dan, "I'm the ghost of 50 Sam. I'm in the room right next to the man." Then the most awful thing happened to poor Dan. His teeth started making music all by themselves. His knees knocked together and his shivering feet tapped on the floor and time to the beat. The ghost sniffed the air and snatched the frying pan from the grate. He ate and he ate and he ate. Then he drank all that burning hot grease down without making a single solitary sound. When he had finished all of Dan's meat, he looked around for something else to eat, but there was nothing left. The ghost had eaten every bite, so he turned to Dan and roared with all his might, "I'm the ghost of 50 Sam, and I want some more." Well, okay. he jumped out of his shoes. But when he landed on the floor, again, he knew exactly what to do. First, he grabbed his some potatoes, some ground meat and tomatoes. And with potato peels flying every which way, Dan cooked up a hash for that ghost in a flash. "More!" cried the ghost as he gobbled it all down. He looked at Dan with a horrible frown. Dan's hands shook as he scrambled a double dozen eggs and buttered and toasted a loaf of bread. "More! More!" cried the ghost with a mighty bellow. "Give me more food, because I'm one hungry fellow." Dan trembled all over from head to toe and whipped up a pan of spicy gumbo. "More, more, more," cried the goose as he wiped his plate clean. "Give me more food right now. I'm feeling hungry and mean." Poor Dan cooked and cooked until the pan was red hot, but that ghost kept eating around the clock. He ate fried chicken and pancakes, squash and french fries, heaps of vegetables, mounds of potatoes, and six kinds of pies. He ate spaghetti and cornbread and dish after dish of Dan's crispy, delicious batter-dipped fish. As the pale pink of morning crept into the sky, old Sam rubbed his hot, huge belt and said with a sigh, "I've been hungry for the last 20 years. It's so hard to find a good meal around here. I sure appreciate all the wonderful food. I'd love to stay around here. Is there something I can do?" "Huh?" Dan thought a while. When he whispered in the ghost's ear, and old Sam heard his request, he moaned and trembled with fear. "Oh, well," said the ghost as he licked a few crumbs from a dish, "I'll do anything to get some more of that fish." Then, as the sun turned night into day, the ghost grabbed a donut and faded away. Dan collected his reward from the realtor. Then Dan bought that old house, opened up a restaurant, and became famous all over the land. If you peek in that kitchen, you'll see Chef Dan. He cooks fried chicken and pancakes, squash, french fries, heaps of vegetables, mounds of potatoes, and six kinds of pies. He cooks spaghetti and cornbread and dish after dish of crispy, delicious, battered dipped fish. And over the sink, the ghost of Sifty Sifty Sam is washing every messy pot, dish, and pan. Dan never wanted to wash dishes again, and he got his wish. After old Sam has washed every last dish, Dan rewards him with crispy, delicious, battered fish. The end.
That was so great, Starfish. That was really, really great. I think it's after you do all that and eating all that food, you want to celebrate. You did such a great job. I think you might want to do the Munster Mash.
The Munster Mash. Boys and girls, are you ready for the Munster Mash?
Didn't you have fun reading that story?
Oh, yes. I had a great time. Just imagine all those years the ghost of Sifty Sifty Sam was just hungry.
That's what I do when I'm hungry. You just want to eat. You're not in the best mood when you are starving.
Exactly. And when you have all of that food, yes, Aunt Jules, you want to dance. Boys and girls, come join us and let's dance to the Monster Mash.
I'm ready.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
He did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun.
Rest
the guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The
what
scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Ooh.
Very, very scary. All this talk about costumes and dressing up. Aunt Jewel, I don't know if you've already said it, but you like making costumes?
Oh, yes, I do. I love to have all the special sparkly colors. I love doing that and cutting them out and then putting glitter and just lots of things, and your imagination just runs wild.
Oh, wow. It is so true. Halloween is really a time for creativity and imagination.
And to be able to be anything that you want to be, because it's make-believe. It's fantasy. One of the things that you do when you go to bed, it makes you dream of all the kinds of things that you want. So next week you could be a cowboy. Another week you could be a superhero.
Exactly.
And I want to thank also Eden from coming. And I just want to read a quick little book called Munster Mischief. And we just really started with it because we've already started talking about Munster Mash. So Munster Mash means monsters. And I have a quick little book that is Munster Mischief. And boys and girls, I bet some of you out there do the same thing. And then we will, after we do that, we'll, of course, have some of the kids that are already falling off to sleep. And
I'm
this
ready.
One is, are you ready? So am I. This one is called Munster Mischief, and it's by Pamela Jane. On Halloween, which a lot of you will be able to know, and it will start tomorrow, for trick-or-treat, two monsters mixed a stew to eat. They mixed it in a garbage can and laughed about their clever plan for making monster stew. The first threw in a spotted frog he caught down in a marshy bog. The second tossed a spider in, a spider hairy as his chin, for tasty monster stew. Do you hear that frightful roar? Another monster at the door. The third one brought on Halloween a lizard flashing scale of green for yummy monster stew. Ooh. Now listen to that awful roar. Another monster at the door. The fourth one added to the mess is something spooky. Can you guess, starfish?
Oh,
it was a bat. For Munster Stew. What is that squeaky roar? Another monster at the door. Ooh. Now this was the fifth, because this was Mo, the little one. He only tagged along for fun to feast on monster stew. That witch is always laughing at us. Now that little Mo, he got a scare when he stood tiptoe on his chair. He toppled over with a shout, and all the monster stew spilled out. Spiders, lizards, frogs, and bats all hurried off, skittle scat. They scooped from the monster shack, and not a single one came back. Oh, Halloween, for trick-or-treat, five monsters had no stew to eat. Poor Mo, he stamped his foot and howled. He felt so bad, his stomach growled for juicy monster stew. Oh, what is that dreadful roar? Another monster at the door. The sixth one shouted, trick-or-treat! I've brought you something good to eat. Not a creepy thing for monster stew, but something different, something new. She spilled a bag out at her feet. Out tumbled every kind of sweet. She cried out, have a jelly bean to celebrate. It's Halloween. Six monsters frolicked all night long. They skipped and sang a spooky song. That monster Mo, he sang and danced and ate so much he split his pants.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
Can you imagine that, Starfish?
Yeah.
He must have been laughing mighty hard. Now, on Halloween for trick-or-treat, five monsters mixed a stew to eat, of which they never ate a bite, because their stew ran off that night. A few, I know, are glad of that. Monsters, lizards, frogs, and bats. The end.
Wow, that's so scary.
I know all the boys and girls are going to be trick-or-treating and getting so much candy. But don't get too much candy because you don't want a stomach ache. Save some of that.
And you'll remember, boys and girls, our Brush Our Teeth song. To brush your teeth after you go trick-or-treating, before you go to bed.
Oh, you definitely have to do that. And I think we probably should, before we get ready to go, is to do another Halloween song, Boo, Cackle, Trick-or-Treat, before we leave. And then after that, we'll play our song right off the station in Being a Friend. So are you ready, Starfish?
I'm ready. Here we go, boys and girls.
sleep, boys and girls?
Are you sleeping, boys and girls?
I think they are, and I think that we've put them to bed. And if not, I know that their father is probably watching a game right now, and mommy's getting ready to cuddle you and fluff up those pillows. And we just want to say our closing song for all the new boys and girls who joined us this time and all in their costume and getting ready for tomorrow and all excited and probably can't even sleep, that they are our very, very special friends. Don't you think so, Starfish?
Oh, yes. We have many special, special friends here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Today, as you know, our special friend is Miss Eden. And we have many special friends out there listening tonight. Boys and girls, I hope you have a great evening. And we'd like to say good night.
Have a happy Halloween. Don't eat too much candy. Now remember, don't eat any of it until you check with your mom and dad. Because you've got a friend in us.
Just like a...
by Randy Newman.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. See it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You go seek it, I can't stop me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Good night.
Happy Halloween.
It's Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we want you to join us next week, next Sunday. Good night. Trick or treat.